Hello and welcome to RC Talk, the voice of Ratio Christi at Marshall University. My name is John Mays, I'm your host. I'm also the regional director for the states of West Virginia and Pennsylvania, along with being the chapter director at Marshall University. Today's show, I told you I liked that and I was going to use it more than the times I have used it, we're going to cover a topic that a lot of people haven't heard of, especially those in the church. I would say most outside of the church have never heard of. And it's the Old Testament. Why do we believe the Old Testament is reliable? Because a lot of times when you hear apologists or other people talk about the reliability of the Bible or why we can trust the Bible, however you want to word it, they're going to address the New Testament. And the easiest way to show that the Old Testament is reliable is if you can show the New Testament is reliable. Why, you ask? Well, because if the New Testament's reliable and Jesus, along with many others throughout the New Testament, quoted the Old Testament, then you pretty much get the Old Testament thrown. I'm not sure where that came from. You automatically get the Old Testament thrown in as reliable as well. Today, let's talk about something, as I said, that a lot of people haven't mentioned. And the Old Testament, we can show is reliable through a discovery called the Dead Sea Scrolls. Among the most important apologetic witnesses to the textual transmission of the Old Testament and the integrity of the Gospels are the Dead Sea Scrolls. The designation has been given to manuscripts discovered in and around the area of the Dead Sea since 1947. The scrolls were such an amazing discovery that they were in excellent condition and had remained hidden for so long, over 2,000 years. So, what are the scrolls? Let me give you some quick facts. They were found by accident. Looking for lost sheep. Bedouin shepherds looking for lost sheep threw a rock into a cave and heard something shatter. I didn't obviously know how to pronounce the person's name. Anyway, number two, they're written in Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. The dates of four the Dead Sea Scrolls during the Qumran and early Roman period, 250 BC to AD 70. They were discovered in 11 caves along the northwest shore of the Dead Sea. Prior to the discovery of the scrolls, some of the earliest manuscripts of the Old Testament were dated around AD 900 to 1000. Every book in the Old Testament is included, except for the book of Esther. A commentary on the book of Habakkuk was also found, the earliest existing biblical commentary. They provide a basis to compare our other manuscripts from 1,000 years before they were written. The Dead Sea Scrolls provide no commentary on the Apocrypha, but do provide commentary on some of the Jewish Old Testament books. So what does all this mean? It could possibly depend on who you ask. There are many differing views on the importance of this discovery. So, it would seem some probably feel that the most vital discovery of all times that the scrolls were, while others simply think it's an over-exaggeration of something we already had. However, these scrolls have taught scholars an enormous amount about apocalyptic Judaism in the first century AD, although it is unlikely that anything in them has any direct bearing upon either Jesus or Christianity. There could possibly be many more facts than what I've given you. The point, obviously, of this podcast is to establish enough to provide a fundamental look at the rest of the scrolls and the importance that they show, the history of them, apologetics and defense of the Bible. Sorry, had a problem with that one as well. Both the Old Testament new and the New. I mean, it's a lot easier to show the New Testament reliable. I seem to be struggling talking today, but I've had that problem, seems like, since last week sometime. And I apologize. Anyway, let me give you the history of the scrolls. When it becomes biblical history, it would appear the burden of proof lies with the Christian side. Well, in reality, it would seem to me to be just the opposite. The purpose here, again, is to keep it simple, and that history is simply history. The purpose of looking at the history of the Old Testament is to establish a foundation for the significance of the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls. The oldest surviving list of the canonical scriptures of the Old Testament comes from about AD 170, the product of a Christian scholar named Melito of Sardis, who made a trip to Palestine to determine both the order and number of books in the Hebrew Bible. It is important to remember that the Old Testament was more than 1,000 years in writing, the oldest parts being written by Moses, and the latest after the Babylonian exile. Our Bible today follows the Latin Vulgate with the content of the Hebrew Bible. That kind of leads to a future podcast concerning the King James only folk, but that's not for today. Anyway, this is the beginning of why the scrolls are of such importance. Many question the validity of the Bible in and of itself, yet when one simply looks at the history of the Old Testament, we can see why. First of all, most proclaim there is no historical evidence for Moses, and that much of the writings in the Old Testament were borrowed from historical myths or other religion. I'll discuss that more when I get to the apologetic portion of why this is such an important topic. A helpful way to look at the Old Testament's textual history is to compare it to other documents of antiquity. For most ancient documents, we have about a 1,000-year gap between the writing of the document and the first available copy that archaeologists find. For example, with a Roman historian called Tacitus, our first manuscript copy of his work comes around 1100 AD. We have 20 total copies today. However, Tacitus actually wrote his works around 100 AD. Most historians do not doubt that we have a really good idea what Tacitus actually wrote, even though we only have about 20 partial or otherwise just a bit or pieces of the manuscripts. And the earliest manuscripts come from 1,000 years after he wrote them. In comparison, our first manuscript copy of the Old Testament dates from 250 B.C. That would be 250 B.C. Comes about 150 years after the original book was written. Probably Malachi being that original book, around 400 B.C. We actually have over 10,000 Old Testament manuscripts. And this is something you never, well, I won't say never, but you don't normally hear most of the time. Like I said at the beginning, we typically focus on the New Testament. However, with the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls, we now have exact copies of very early dated manuscripts containing all the books from the Old Testament, except for Esther, as I previously mentioned. As for the scrolls, the most important manuscripts are those found in 11 caves overlooking Qumran. Apparently, the remains remnants of the library of a religious community, which had its headquarters at Qumran around 145 BC and AD 68, with a break of 34 years, give or take. In fact, hundreds of both biblical and non-biblical scrolls and fragments have been found, including the books of Deuteronomy, Psalm, and Isaiah. We list the book of Isaiah last due to it being the most important of that particular book. I don't know. Obviously, I'm reading this from a paper or notes, whichever way you want to take it. Once again, we list the book of Isaiah last due to the importance of this particular book. The first notable point of Isaiah is the dating of the book, that being 1,000 years earlier than the earliest of any existing copy. Perhaps the most interesting discovery was an almost complete Isaiah scroll. When scholars compared the Isaiah scroll to our earliest copies of Isaiah, previously 900 to 1000 AD, they found that there were only about 13 textual variants. Regarding Isaiah 53, which predicts the suffering and death of Jesus, depending on who you ask, they only found one variation in the entire chapter, and it had no possible significance. While I'm not arguing the truth or historical value of the Bible, one can already begin to see that Christianity is not a blind faith religion, but actual facts able to provide logic and reason for our faith. Unfortunately, in today's politically correct world, even facts are sometimes not accepted as truth. In that aspect, it's the world we live in, and it's why I keep saying that we need apologetics. We need to be able to share with people why Christianity is true. I had the opportunity yesterday to speak at a church, and what I gave them was the gospel, which is what we're supposed to share with everyone. And I shared facts of the resurrection coming from 1 Corinthians 15:3, where Paul states, this is the gospel. So we need to be able to tell people that Christianity is true. Yes, we still have to have faith, but to have an impact. Otherwise, they just blow it off. People like to say they like truth, but in the same sense, they will ignore the facts regardless. Back to the Dead Sea Scrolls. The Dead Sea Scrolls can also give us confidence in the reliability of the Old Testament manuscripts, since there were minimal differences between the manuscripts that had previously been discovered and those that were found in Qumran. Clearly, this is a testament to the way God has preserved His Word down through the centuries, protecting it from extinction, and guarding it against significant error. So you can see that when people talk about the Bible, they don't take it seriously for the most part. And Christians, my opinion, don't really take it seriously because we read it and we profess to believe it, but we have no idea why. And I don't expect everyone to know. I mean, this is, I've mentioned before, my mother says, well, not everybody goes to school. And that's fine. I don't think everybody should go to school. But in your study, you should be able to at least know why you believe the book you're reading. I mean, unless you think you're reading fiction. I don't know. Anyway, Norman Geisler, in his book, When Skeptics Ask, states, the Dead Sea Scrolls provide a basis of comparison from 1,000 years before our manuscripts were written. The comparison shows an astounding reliability in transmission of the text. One scholar observed that two copies of Isaiah found in the caves proved to be word for word identical with our standard Hebrew Bible in more than 95% of the text. The 5% of variation consisted mainly of obvious slips of the pen and variations in spelling. The reason for such accuracy lies in how serious the Jewish writers took the importance of getting the copies correct. In fact, traditionally, there was a ceremony each time the Word of God was written. They went as far as to make sure of what type of materials were being used, how many words and columns were to each page. This type of accuracy provides us with enough confidence that there have been no changes to the Old Testament in the last 2,000 years. However, many critics of the Bible had previously claimed that an incalculable number of mistakes must have entered into the biblical text during its transmission period, and that the later form and content of the Bible must have been significantly altered from the time of its original authors. Taking from their point of comparison, the great Isaiah scroll designated IQI a completely intact copy dated 125 BC was found to have 95% agreement with the Masoretic text. This fact justifies confidence in the Bible's textual transmission and in the modern translation of the Old Testament. So, I could go on with a lot more. I feel like I've struggled through the majority of this, and I apologize. But I did want to give you the facts, some minimal facts, of the Old Testament, and possibly bring up a term that you've never heard, the Dead Sea Scrolls. And again, Christianity is true. You can be confident from the Bible through the resurrection that God exists. Christianity is true based on a cumulative case of circumstantial evidence. Questions or comments? Email me at johnmays.ratiochristi. No, sorry. I had a hard time doing this podcast for some reason. Email me at johnmays@ratiochristi.org. If you'd like to be a part of our financial support team, please consider joining us on a monthly basis or one-time gift. Both are greatly appreciated, and you can do that at johnmays.ratiochristi.org. I hope this didn't cause you to be. I hope this was not something that would thunderstruck you. I don't know what I'm trying to say. How about just say, prayerfully, you've not been thunderstruck. And until next time.